Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As the clock ticks down closer to a government shutdown, at least some lawmakers are calling for a deal. However, some right-wing holdouts continue their efforts to hold the government hostage. New York Republican Congressman Mark Molinaro says while he respects his colleagues' desire to reduce spending, there should be a way to do it without bringing government to a grinding halt.
There's no question that there are deeply held principles at battle here. But there's agreement in the House Republican Conference that we need to drive down federal spending and respect taxpayers while securing our border.
Stopgap measures and continuing resolutions are being floated with hopes the House holdouts can be persuaded. Congress has until Saturday night to agree on around a dozen government bills that would keep funding flowing. The United Auto Workers strike continues as both President Biden and former President Trump prepare to visit striking workers in Michigan this week. As NPR's Camila Domonoske explains, a separate union in Canada has approved a deal with Ford, but it's not yet clear how that might play out into American talks.
Members of Unifor, the Canadian Auto Workers Union, struck a deal without striking. Unifor says production workers in Canada will now make 35% more than equivalent workers in the U.S. Ford only employs about 5,600 union workers in Canada. It has 10 times that many UAW workers in the States. The UAW continues to negotiate with Ford, GM, and Stellantis. It seems closer to a deal with Ford, but the company's last update indicated significant gaps remain between the two sides. Workers are trying to get back some benefits they gave up about 15 years ago. The companies say the union's demands would make it impossible to compete with non-union rivals. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Four former employees of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton are asking the state Supreme Court to allow them to move ahead with a wrongful dismissal lawsuit against their ex-boss. Texas newsroom Sergio Martinez Beltran reports the request comes after the Texas Senate acquitted Paxton of impeachment charges, including accusations of bribery and misconduct.
Attorney General Ken Paxton and the whistleblowers reached a settlement agreement in February. It included $3.3 million for all four men and an apology from Paxton for referring to them as rogue employees. But the settlement agreement was contingent on the Texas legislature approving the funds, something that has not happened. Now, the whistleblowers want the state Supreme Court to lift the abatement and allow the lawsuit to move forward. Blake Brickman is one of the plaintiffs.
The political trial is over, and it's time for the case to return to a real court.
The whistleblowers say it should be up to an impartial jury and not the GOP-led Texas Senate to decide whether Paxton violated the law. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran in Austin.
Stocks closed modestly higher to start the new trading week. The Dow gained 43 points. The Nasdaq rose 59 points. The S&P was up 17 points. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. Ambassador to China, Nicholas Burns, says American diplomats tried but were barred from attending the trial of Sophia Huang, a well-known Chinese journalist and feminist activist. NPR's Emily Fang has more.
Huang, whose Chinese name is Huang Xueqin, had been trying to leave China to attend a master's program in the United Kingdom on a UK government scholarship. She was detained instead 2 years ago, and her trial in the southern city of Guangzhou began just this week. Huang has written for various Chinese and international outlets and became more widely known as a feminist advocate during China's short-lived Me Too movement. She helped women publicize their accounts of alleged sexual assault and harassment. She was arrested in 2018 alongside her friend Wang Jianbing, a labor rights activist, and they've both been charged with subversion of state power, a vague and common charge leveled at activists and journalists in China. Emily Fang, NPR News.
A teen heartthrob in the 1960s in the popular hit series The Man from U.N.C.L.E., actor David McCallum has died. McCallum played alongside actor Robert Vaughn as the spy Ilya Kuryakin. He would later go on to portray a medical examiner in the popular NCIS series in 2003. McCallum's work with the U.N.C.L.E. franchise brought him two Emmy nominations. Scottish-born actor died of natural causes at New York Presbyterian Hospital. David McCallum was 90 years old. Crude oil futures prices ended the session mostly flat today. Oil down 35 cents a barrel to settle at $89.68 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.